This is the Mike Malloy Show. My name is Johnny Wendell, and I am sitting in for the vacationing Mr. Malloy tonight, tomorrow, and Monday. We are almost at the halfway point in the Iowa caucus results for the Iowa Democratic Party. 809 of 1,781 delegates, or precincts actually, in their delegates reporting. Barack Obama, 33.5. John Edwards, 32. Hillary Clinton, 31.5. Bill Richardson, 2. Biden, 1. Uncommitted and Dodd, at the bottom. Obama, Edwards, and Clinton. Now, I know last night I predicted Edwards and Romney. It would appear that as of right now, I'm a bit on the wrong side. According to a friend of ours who was watching the New England News Channel, they are already calling Iowa for Huckabee by about 9 percentage points. We are at the halfway point now. We're just short of the halfway point. Barack Obama has opened up a 2 percentage point lead over Edwards and Clinton. This surprise you? We had heard earlier today that Keith Olbermann on MSNBC said that pre-caucus polling, because you can do entrance polling for caucuses, they are not federal elections per se, they are party preferences, said that Obama was going to take this by about 12 percentage points, that there had been an enormous swing. And oh, now we have CNN and ABC projecting that Huckabee wins. CNN and ABC projecting Huckabee wins, Romney second, and according to NECN, Fred Thompson will come in third with about 15%. Thompson was going to throw his support to John McCain, allegedly, if he came in less than third. So this is a bit of good news for Mr. Law and Order. Oh, my God. It would appear, though, for now, Obama is widening his lead over Edwards as we are almost to the halfway point here. And we will have sound bites and cuts for you from Senator Obama, Senator Clinton, former Senator Edwards. We would like to be able also to have a victory speech from former Governor Huckabee as well, because we are fair and balanced here, despite the fact that I'm mentally unbalanced. In fact, for those of you in the Phoenix area that had to suffer through my John McCain impersonation earlier in the show before this one, I apologize in the extreme. I was taken over by evil spirits. These things happen. You're just going to have to get out, John. Get out. Somebody call an exorcist. Somebody call Linda Blair. Somebody call Dimmy. It doesn't matter anything. Are you shocked? Are you surprised that it may be that Hillary Clinton, the anointed one of the Democratic Leadership Council, is languishing in third place? You shocked by this? You surprised? Obama, Edwards, Clinton. Do you think that was how it was going to shake out? I predicted that Senator Edwards was going to be first. He is slightly ahead of Senator Clinton now and almost 3 percentage points behind Obama. How'd you think this was going to shake out? Are you shocked? And what do you think of the prospect of Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee? You know what's funny? Huckabee's governor from Arkansas has no accent. I saw him on the Tonight Show last night. No accent whatsoever. He could be from Illinois. He could be from Michigan. Could be from North Dakota. He's worked hard to get rid of his 110-pound gut. He's worked really hard to get rid of his accent. Now if he can get rid of his dog-killing kid and learn what the NIE is, he might be okay. We are at 1-800-989-1480. I got the McCain in the brain. Cypress Hill. 1-800-989-1480. 1-800-989-1480. It's like I'm just about to bust into a McCain impersonation. You surprised by this stuff? You shocked? And how would you... Let's extrapolate insanely, because that's what we do here on this show. How would you feel about an Obama-Huckabee race? I think that would be rather fascinating. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480, that is our number. What a mess this has been, though. $50 million in advertising in the state of Iowa alone. By the way, one out of every five of those dollars was spent by Mitt Romney. That is sad. That's pitiful. And what did he get out of it? Supposedly he's going to peak out at about 24%. He's going to lose to Mike Huckabee, who outspent him. He outspent Huckabee, what, 30 to 1, 40 to 1? Sad. Pretty sad. I don't know if we got anybody in Iowa who's been on the ground. More than happy to hear from you if you were actually there. We were watching this in bits and pieces on C-SPAN. A lot of energy in the Democratic side. We can't seem to get any kind of a feed or a beat on the Republicans. Their website was down. The Democrats' website was up. But I was watching Pat Buchanan, of all people, talk about this. This is fascinating, by the way. And Buchanan was saying that if the turnout in the Democratic caucuses is two or even three times as high as it is in the Republican caucuses, that basically cedes Iowa to Democrats in 2008. You happy about this? I'm a little surprised at a few things, actually, to tell you the truth. I'm shocked that Dennis Kucinich is not even on the radar here. I figured he had some hardcore support, even in Iowa. And I'm also kind of surprised, in a way, that John McCain is apparently finishing out of the top three in Iowa. Those corn farmers, I've got them on a list. Just kidding. You should have heard the McCain thing today. It was really brilliant, if I do say so myself. And anyway, by the way, is there any way we can pull any of that for later in the show, or is that stuck for another time? What do you think? Okay, yeah, it was really priceless. Oh, my God, what is going on? Barack Obama up by 3 percentage points. Huckabee won by about 12. We're still waiting for more stuff to get finals. And by the way, the Democrats are way ahead of the Republicans in terms of the delegates that are even, like, weighing in on this, that they're counting. We are over the halfway point. We're just short of 1,000 precincts out of 1,781. Let me give you these results again. Check this out. Barack Obama, 34.38. John Edwards, 31.61. Senator Hillary Clinton, 31.19. Bill Richardson, 1.7. Joe Biden, 1%. Dodd, barely above anything. Uncommitted, slightly under Dodd. Interesting stuff. Well, I got egg on my face. I was wrong on both counts. Last night I said it was going to be Edwards and Romney. I would say that Mitt staggers into New Hampshire to be clobbered by McCain, and that is the end of him. And then McCain has to go into the South and face Huckabee. Not to mention Giuliani in Florida. Interesting thing about Giuliani, some polling has shown us that the former mayor of New York, the more he campaigns anywhere and the more campaign ads that he runs, the more poorly he polls. So they may just want to put him in a box until Florida, you know. Or I don't know, put him back in Oh, they can't put him back in Building 7. He had it knocked down. I forgot about that. His little love nest blown up by his pal Kerik. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. It would appear that Barack Obama is pulling away among Democrats. He's leading by 3 percentage points over John Edwards, about 3.5 over Hillary Clinton. They have called the Republican race for Huckabee. Huckabee's a little more formidable than a lot of people gave him credit for. They thought he was kind of a dopey hangdog southern governor with a funny name. In fact, people were calling him Huckabee, all that stuff. Nobody knows even how to Huckleberry, which is ironic, too, because he does look like a cross between Huckleberry Hound and Kevin Spacey. Don't you think if Huckleberry Hound and Kevin Spacey had a child, yeah, he's laughing. What, because I'm accurate, right? And I'm this? Yeah, I think so. They're all laughing over there. They love that. Huckleberry Hound. Too bad he couldn't look like Quick Draw McGraw or Baba Louie. Them I can impersonate. I can't even remember Huckleberry Hound. Stop that. We have a few more numbers. Barack Obama is now at 35%. Edwards, 31.5%. Hillary at a flat 31%. Are you telling me that it's time that I shut my freaking trap? All right, when we come back, we will have more election results from Iowa. We are waiting that on some news, by the way, from the Fred Thompson campaign, as now they are denying that they're going to drop out of the race after Iowa. Talk about Huckleberry Hound. We'll wait to see what old Arthur Branch for Law and Order has to say for us. This is the Mike Malloy Show. We are at 800-989-1480. My name is Johnny Wendell. You can reach me at tbcwra@aol.com. tbcwra@aol.com. Don't go anywhere.
So put the pliers to your tongue. Cracking a smile's tough when methamphetamines define where you're from. But there's an exception to everything when you accept the spine as a trunk. And you can't change the route, so the only escape is to climb up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show. Johnny Wendell sitting in. We have more results from Iowa. With 1,186 of 1,781 precincts reporting, Barack Obama 35%. John Edwards, 31%. Hillary Clinton, 31%. Bill Richardson, 2%. We got a note that tells us that Mike Huckabee will win the Republican caucuses in Iowa. Huckabee is going to be the winner. 35%, 24% for Mitt Romney, 14% for Fred Thompson. We will see if Mr. Thompson, the former senator from Tennessee, the actor as well, is going to drop out of the race. The fact that he finished third may keep him alive that much longer. What is your take on this situation? Laura, you join us from Iowa, correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, where are you? You're in Cresco, Iowa. Where is that?
It's northeast Iowa, actually. I've been covering about three counties, so I've got the top three counties in northeast Iowa.
Okay. And now, that abuts the Minnesota border?
Yep.
Okay. Laura, you've caucused already, correct?
Yep, we caucused already. And, you know, a lot of the places I'm kind of working through Decorah, which is on the far northeast corner, and all of us that caucused were over pretty quickly. It was pretty quick. People walked in, we counted, people aligned very easily, and there really wasn't a lot of realignment. A lot of times you count everybody and then there's undecided.
Yeah.
There was no one that came in undecided. There was a couple Richardson, people that left. They didn't want to realign.
Right.
And then some that just realigned with Obama.
How many actual bodies came in this caucus that you saw?
The one that I attended, there was only 47 people. There were 16 for Obama, 16 for Edwards, and 14 for Clinton.
Okay.
And then the one in the bigger city, which houses a college, which they got the dorms back open and brought Luther College in Decorah, got all the students back there. And that's a heavy Obama campus, actually. I think there was a small Edwards grouping there, but that was all Obama, and that's 1,100 students. So
Now, Bill Richardson obviously is not going to make 15% here. That means that the people that caucused for him, have they been released, or is this 2% that he has, that's a firm figure for him, right?
Right. And they released them to go to whoever they want, but I think a lot of people had seconds. And I know there was rumors out there about Richardson and Kucinich. Kucinich did release his people, but there wasn't anybody in these places that, up here anyway, northeast Iowa, that had anyone for Kucinich. But Richardson did have a couple of people, and I think they were told that they could release. His recommendation was to go for Obama, and these people did, but they certainly don't have to. And, you know, any candidate can say, well, I'm releasing you, and I want you to go to Obama. I want you to caucus for him, but that doesn't necessarily mean these people will.
What kind of, if you had to gauge, and we're talking to Laura, she is a caucuser in northeast Iowa on the Minnesota border. If you had to gauge the comparative level of energy for Obama supporters, Edwards supporters, and Clinton supporters, who seems to have the most vigor? In your opinion,
Obama has the energy, and also when you come in, you sign up to be, if you're a new registered voter, you have to sign up on a special form. You register to vote.
Yeah.
And that's where all the Obama supporters came from. Out of the 16 people out of 47 in this room, 12 of them were first-time caucus goers, first-time voters. So he is bringing in and worked very hard to bring in these first-time voters, and I think that's where he's going to get the big lead is he brought in the college students, and he brought in the first time and worked really hard to get those college kids to come back and the younger voters. There was a smattering of young, of older people on the Obama area, but I'd say, you know, like I said, 12 of those people were first-time caucus goers and first-time voters.
Thank you so much for that update, Laura. We really appreciate it. Thank
okay.
You. Thank you. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. You in Iowa, did you caucus? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? We have more figures here. Barack Obama has broken 35%. He's at 35.21. Edwards is at 31.08. Hillary Clinton is 30.82, Bill Richardson is under 2, Biden is under 1. And there are 1,286 of 1,781 precincts reporting. No one has called this for the Democrats yet. The Republicans, it has been called. Former Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas is going to defeat former Governor of Massachusetts Mitt Romney by a minimum of 11 percentage points. Now, when we come back, let's talk about the ramifications of this. We may have a call on the Democratic side fairly soon, too. We're at 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. My name is Johnny Wendell. You can always reach me at tbcwra@aol.com. tbcwra@aol.com. Easy to remember. The Boston Celtics will rise again. Or it could be the Barack character will rise again. We are here on the Mike Malloy Show. Do not, and I repeat this in all seriousness, don't go anywhere.
Now in Iowa, you'll find a topsy-turvy mixed-up world. The governor's a circus clown, the state bird is the squirrel. The streets are paved with corn, and the cows wear stupid hats, and the dogs are chased by cats. They drive
tractors. This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell sitting in. This song is really silly, why are you playing it, Ian? Turn it off right now before I punch a hole in the glass and take the pose on my shoes and stick them up. This is the Mike Malloy Show. And we are reporting on the Iowa caucuses. With 1,422 precincts reported out of 1,781. On the Democratic side, Barack Obama, 36.25. John Edwards, 30.5. Hillary Clinton, 30.25. Bill Richardson, 2. Biden, 1. Uncommitted Dodd taking up the rear. Mike Huckabee has been called a winner, the winner by CNN. ABC. Mitt Romney has said this is the first inning of a 50-inning ball game. Mitt doesn't seem to understand that baseball games are 9 innings long. He's an idiot. And he didn't do very well tonight. Didn't even break 25% yet. Fred Thompson hovering around 14-15%. Goes to show you that you got to get out of your own little world, because I've been in Phoenix for the last 2 days, and you cannot go by a street corner in this city and not see a Ron Paul sign. I don't think Ron Paul has broken 5% in Iowa yet. We will know by the end of the night. But if you're sitting here in Phoenix, that's all you know is Ron Paul the Revolution and Ron Paul Mania. That's the kind of world we're in. We are joined by Tracy from Des Moines, Iowa. Tracy, you've been from the caucuses. Tell us what you saw.
Well, there was about 380 that attended, and I was there 4 years ago, and that's about double the size.
All right.
And Obama won quite big. He ended up with about 186. Hillary had 101, and Edwards had 74.
All right. And this is in Des Moines itself?
Yeah, it was in Des Moines.
Okay.
I started off with Biden, and we weren't viable. And so there were probably, between Biden and Dodd and Richardson, there were probably 40 or 50 of us that had to split up.
Okay.
And of that group, actually there's probably about 60 of us, only 10 went to Hillary, and everyone else went to either Obama or Edward.
Tracy, if you had to gauge the energy in the room in Des Moines, how would you say it was?
Definitely Obama. The Hillary camp seemed pretty deflated.
Okay.
And actually, the Edwards, the first count, they weren't viable. They needed 57, and they only had 51. So they weren't even viable, and so that there had to be a lot of campaign that took place. And so they were able to get, several of the Biden, several of the Dodd. There were supposedly some agreements ahead of time that between Dodd and Biden, but that didn't come to fruition.
No, and it wouldn't matter anyway. Between the two of them, they don't even have 1% at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was definitely Obama night. The energy was all with Obama.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate your call.
You bet.
That was Tracy in Des Moines. He was at a caucus. From what we hear, Des Moines is on one side of the state. We had a call earlier from a woman who was on the northeast side of the state. The energy would appear to be with Barack Obama. Does that make you happy? Are you rooting for Barack Obama? Are you sad that it is Barack Obama? What is your take on this? We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. That is our number here. We're joined by Steve in New Haven, Connecticut. Steve, what is your take on this?
Well, actually, I'm an Edwards supporter, but one of the talking heads on one of the shows was saying that he thought that there could be a movement of Republicans to change their affiliation and try to throw support towards Obama because they perceive him to be an easier candidate to beat.
Now, usually, Steve, when you're talking about spite voting, which is what you're talking about here, generally in elections, spite voting is about 2 or 3% tops. Okay, so it's not uncommon for this to happen, but most people are not so engaged that they really want to do that.
Right.
You have to be hardcore. Also, I have to tell you something. I don't know what talking. Do you remember who it was who said that?
I don't know. No, I don't. It was
sound like a bloviating fool, because the Republicans have their own problems right now. The rank and file in Iowa, Republican Party, 40% are evangelical Christians. You knew this, right?
Right.
All right. Well, 60% of the Republican Party is not evangelical Christians. They look at Huckabee and they say, you know something? Swing voters in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Ohio, across the belt, across the top of the country, maybe even in Missouri, Tennessee, as you are not quite in the South, they're not going to want an evangelical.
No.
They're going to say, you know something, we'll go with Obama. We have to get religion out of politics. And I suspect that if the Republicans were going to gang up on anybody, it would be Huckabee. I don't think they care who the Democratic nominee is. I think they're terrified of Mike Huckabee. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. We have something like 300 precincts left in Iowa, and Barack Obama is leading John Edwards by about 7 percentage points. Hillary Clinton has fallen beneath 30% for the first time this evening, and Bill Richardson is above 2%. What are you hearing from Iowa? Are you in Iowa, or is it time for you to get out of our way? Robin in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Okay. Where did you just caucus in Council Bluffs?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Council Bluffs is on the far west side of the state, right?
That's correct.
Okay. You're almost to Omaha.
That's correct.
Okay.
Just
now,
right across the river.
Now, what did you see? Where was the energy? Give us a thumbnail of what happened at the Council Bluffs caucuses.
Lots of people that have just, I don't think, have ever caucused before today.
And?
We didn't. This was our first caucus, but we had to get out there.
What were you doing in 2004?
2004, I was kind of discouraged. I didn't like who was out there for either party.
Okay. So you're not particularly a didactic, dogmatic, or hardcore Democrat.
No, I'm not. In fact, I was a Republican. I changed my party just to be able to vote for Obama.
Okay.
And caucus for Obama.
Now we had a caller, a gentleman called us from New Haven, Connecticut, says Republicans are speculating that Republicans are switching to vote for Obama because he's easier for a Republican to beat. You were a Republican. You voted for Obama. Would you say that motivated you that way?
No, not at all. I voted for Obama because I believe in what he stands for.
And you're,
I think he's really what this country needs right now.
Okay.
I think that's why a lot of Republican people are turning and voting for Obama. I think they're tired of the Bushes and the Clintons.
You're tired of
the mess that has been created in the country right now. Yeah.
Tired of the Hanovers and the Windsors sharing power.
In fact, in our room, I don't think there was anybody under 60 up there in the Hillary area.
Well, let's hope that the over 60s decide to at least stick with somebody before they shuffle off the mortal coil.
Well,
Obama
had a lot of older people too. So.
Well, that's what we heard from the other side of the state also.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for calling. We are at 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. It would appear that Senator Obama is likely to win. There are only 250 precincts left, and he has a 7 percentage point lead at this point over John Edwards. I don't know, mathematically speaking, how he could make up the difference, Senator Edwards, and Senator Clinton is trailing him even farther. How do you feel about this Barack Obama surge? Oddly enough, really, it began with Oprah. Remember, he was languishing in second and third place in the Iowa caucuses. Oprah did a bunch of appearances with him in South Carolina. They built an 80,000-seat stadium. Unfreaking believable. All of a sudden, everything turned around. So this could be the year that Oprah Winfrey was the kingmaker in politics. You may find that to be an attractive scenario. Me, that kind of makes me throw up a little through my teeth. But I'm a funny kind of guy. We're at 800-989-1480. We have another update. Barack Obama, 37. John Edwards, 30. Hillary Clinton, 29 and change. And we are at 800-989-1480 if you have been on the ground in Iowa, and even if you haven't been. Frank, right down the street from us in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're on with Johnny.
How are you doing tonight?
What do you think, man?
I'm absolutely blown away that in 2008, in one of the most non-diverse states, we decide to put in a diverse candidate. You got to love this country. Makes me feel good.
Well, I mean, other than the fact that Barack Obama has dark skin, Frank, what is so unique about him, other than that he's a black man?
No, I didn't mean diverse in that way.
I mean his point of view, his positions. Ultimately, that's why anybody would vote for him, you would think.
Absolutely. And when I say diverse, I mean diverse in terms of what he brings to the table, to the politics.
Okay.
A young senator with only a couple of years. Normally, we have people who come from a governor position or from other parts of the government that haven't been. So his time in tenure is very short.
Do you think he can beat a Republican?
You know, I think so. I think the policies are really just about a time for change now.
Okay.
And he really represents, for me, when we think about an MBA type of president, he really strikes me as that more than what Bush was. He's got that the professional polish.
Right.
But yet able to relate to people in a very down-to-earth way. And when we think about what we were expecting from an NBA president, you know, and all that stuff,
Obama was an attorney; he wasn't a businessman. So
absolutely, but he brings that professional discipline and outlook, I think, to an office and a style that I think that we've lacked for a while.
So, in other words, you sort of see him as a Kennedy.
Yeah, you know what? In a lot of ways, but not so much in a Kennedy in terms of the way he carries himself. But maybe a Kennedy in terms of where the times are now.
Well, I got to tell you something. This is where your analogy somewhat falls flat here, Frank. When John F. Kennedy was elected in 1960, we were a creditor nation. Everyone on the planet owed us money. Now we owe everybody else money. We were a nation that was about to dominate in education and the sciences. Not now.
We were the major exporter of heavy machinery in the world. We aren't now. If Obama is elected in 2008, he has a serious row to hoe. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. My name is Johnny Wendell. We are in for Mike Malloy here this evening. You can find me at tbcwra@aol.com, tbcwra@aol.com. Easy to remember, the Boston Celtics will rise again, or the Barack character will rise again at aol.com. I'm going to have to change my spiel now because of this. Stay tuned. We will probably have a final call when you come back. Don't go anywhere.
Here's where I was born. Here's where I'm going to stay. I was,
Johnny Wendell. Thank God I'm not in Iowa, where it's probably freaking freezing. This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell. And we have a call. I mean, you know, not you calling on the phone. We have a call. We have a prediction. CNN is calling the Iowa Democratic Caucus for Barack Obama. With 90-some percent of precincts reporting, Barack Obama, 37%, Edwards, 30%. Hillary Clinton, 29.75%. Bill Richardson at a whopping 2.17%. And Joe Biden at 1%. Barack Obama has won the Democratic Party caucuses. Former Governor Mike Huckabee has won the Republican, 33% for Huckabee, 22% for Romney, 14% for Thompson, 11% for McCain, and I think Paul and Giuliani round out the score. Barack Obama has won. So Obama and Huckabee go from today, this Thursday. They get a five-day breathing period, a grace period, if you will, and they saunter into New Hampshire. I think that Obama could very well win the New Hampshire primaries. I don't see Huckabee winning in New Hampshire. I think it will be John McCain, and I'm not going to break into an impersonation. You can save that for later. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480, and we have Russ joining us from Florida. Russ.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
And my pleasure.
With what you just said, and let me say the first thing you're going to hear, those same Republicans that are calling up and saying that they're voting for Barack Obama,
and I
can say this honestly because of all my neighbors here in Florida, all are Republicans except for one who is an independent.
Okay.
And I talk to them every day, and I'm going to tell you what's going to be said. Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, you mean Hussein Osama?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, they
course.
Might say that, but they're going to throw that into the monkey wrench there.
Okay.
And then they're going to throw in that his dad is from Kenya, and his mom's a white girl, just like, remember, Tennessee?
Oh, with Harold Ford, call me Harold.
Yeah. And you talk about spurring up the Republican base. Now, I mean, I'm in redneck territory
now. Where are you in Florida exactly?
I live in a town called Wallaca, which is like near the Ocala National Forest, about 35 minutes from St. Augustine, 40 minutes from Daytona Beach, an hour and 5 minutes from Orlando. It's like right in the middle of the state.
You're right in the dead heart.
But I also own property in Southern Virginia, and I talk to all those neighbors. In Southern Virginia, they're predominantly Republican, and had a lot of construction-type work done, and those folks up there are like, let me tell you, I'm telling you, you talk about spurring the Republican base. They couldn't ask for a better candidate.
Okay, I understand that, Russ, and I appreciate your call, but I got to tell you something, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour, as it is now clear that Senator Obama has won this. I get the distinct feeling that the idea that the Republican base is on fire at the prospect of doing battle with, as Ben Ehrenstein pointed out in the L.A. Times, the so-called magic Negro, Barack Obama, and we'll go into that too, Barack Hussein Osama, the one that went to a madrasa in Indonesia, but he didn't really go to one. I get the distinct feeling that they are in for a tremendous surprise. Now, maybe that's wishful thinking on my part, but when we come back at the top of the next hour, we are going to talk about a question that people in America have been dodging for years and years and years. And that question is, and you knew this was coming when Barack was declared the winner, can an African American be elected president of the United States in 2008? Is it time for an African American? We got time to take another call, my friend? Should we talk to somebody else? We're at 800-989-1480. Let's have a fun one here. Mike in Alberta, Canada. You're on with Johnny. Mike. Goodbye, Mike. Sajjad in South Florida.
You're
on with Johnny.
How are you, Johnny?
Very well, Sajjad. What do you think of this?
I think this is a conspiracy because if you look at Obama, Barack, it's a conspiracy that the neocon owned media, like Rupert Murdoch and Pat Robertson and all those bunch of phony fanatic Christians.
Yeah.
Terrorists, I call them, because I call them, they're terrorists.
And you think they set Barack up to win because he can be beaten easily?
Yeah, look at this, Mr. Johnny.
Yeah.
Look at the news, those neocon, Rush, Glenn Beck, Barack Obama. The good guy, right? Hillary.
Okay, Sajjad, we're going to have to take a break. But before we do, thank you so much for calling. I got to tell you something, man. Anybody who says Rush Limbaugh has an effect on elections should see that some of the cities that he has phenomenal ratings in are Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, California, and Boston, Massachusetts. Republicans aren't doing very well in those three cities. Sajjad, don't let the right-wing nonsense cloud your brain. You're too intelligent for that. When we come back, can a black man be our president in 2009? 800-989-1480. My name is Johnny Wendell. I'm easy to find. I'm at tbcwra@aol.com. The Barack character will rise again at aol.com. In from Mike Malloy. Oh, yeah, one thing. Before I go, don't go anywhere.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa.
Mike Malloy Show.
He's my king size papa.
With your king size papa, Johnny Wendell.
I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call.
Obama, Barack Obama is the king size papa of 2008. He has won the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Governor Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, he will be the Republican victor by a sizable margin in Iowa over Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, John McCain, and Ron Paul. We are almost up to the absolute final precincts reporting. 1,671 of 1,781. Barack Obama, 37.5%. John Edwards, 30. Hillary Clinton, 29.5. Bill Richardson, 2. Biden, 1. And that's how it shook out. I would assume that Governor Richardson and Senator Biden will probably drop out in the next 5 days. Senator Dodd said that he is going to go back to Hartford, Connecticut. He's a senator from Connecticut tomorrow. His candidacy is more likely than not over. And you may see Fred Thompson's candidacy end as well. He did a little better than was expected, however, in Iowa, finishing a decent third. So he may live to bore the hell out of us for another day, Senator Fred Thompson. Question remains, though, with Barack Obama, the now putative frontrunner, the presumptive frontrunner for the Democrats, can a black man be elected president of the United States in 2008? Have we finally come to the place where this idiocy is put to bed once and for all, and you vote for the policies and the person and not for the perception? Can Barack Obama be the first African-American president? Had Colin Powell run in 2000, I believe he would have won. I believe if the Republican Party hadn't decided to spend $75 million on their neocon chimp-based puppet, George W. Bush, and Colin Powell had indicated a willingness to run for president, I think he would have won. In fact, if Powell had run as an independent in 2000, he might have beaten both Bush and Gore. I don't think the issue of race is as significant as the issue of the kind of candidate behind the race. And we know that Jesse Jackson came fairly close in 1988 to be the Democratic Party nominee. He was never going to beat George Bush's father. Al Sharpton wasn't a serious candidate in 2004 himself. But I don't think Sharpton and Jackson are like Barack Obama. I think that they represent the 60s civil rights movement and the kind of people that have grown up in that milieu, and that Barack Obama is not like that. Barack Obama is from a new generation. And I don't think he will be perceived the same way as the civil rights bulls of the 60s would be perceived. I think Barack Obama can win. I think that voters under 40 in America, and after all, that's 22 years worth of voters, that spans almost two generations, don't have the same kind of problems that the over 60s, the Alterkachers, have. And I think Barack Obama can win. I believe Barack Obama could be our first black president. Perhaps you don't. We're at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. Robert, on the road, you are on with Johnny.
Yes, how you doing?
What do you think, Robert?
I essentially agree with you. I think that it depends on, I don't know if Barack can do it. It depends on the next couple of primaries, but I do think that an African-American can become president.
I think that when people think of African-American presidential candidates, Roberts, they think of Jesse Jackson, they think of Al Sharpton, they think, I mean, if they've got really long memories, they think of Shirley Chisholm, and they were, by dint of what they were, not because they were black people, but by dint of what they were fringe candidates because they were set up to be one-issue candidates. You know what I mean, Robert? Like, I represent the oppression of African Americans in America. That's my griff. That's my chop. That's why I'm in this race. And the problem with that, Robert, is that when you are selecting a president of the United States, you want somebody that you feel has a broader spectrum of issue acquaintance. You know what I mean? It's like, this is why, you know, I know a lot of our friends are going to jump through the roof when they hear this. This is why Ron Paul doesn't poll very high. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like he is a relatively, you know, he is the libertarian anti-war candidate that titillates 5 or 6% of the population. Al Sharpton was the bellicose inner city reverend, and he represented firm and strong and hard for the African American people. But if you're like a white woman in Knoxville, Tennessee, and you look at him, you go, well, what else does he think? Because that seems to be his whole raison d'etre. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, they had tended, Jesse and Al tended to polarize people. There was very strong feelings one way or the other.
I think they did that deliberately. I think that also both of them, Robert, I get the distinct impression, knew that they were never going to get the nomination. So by being polarizing may offend you, but it pries open the wallets of those who love me. I mean, you know, Reverend Al and Reverend Jesse have had fairly lucrative careers. But I think Barack Obama is a different story. I think Barack Obama has universal appeal.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I'm surprised that he won.
What in Iowa?
And Hillary, well, in Iowa, I mean, that he won so handily, and that Hillary finished
third.
But that, wasn't planning on doing well in Iowa anyway.
Well, no. Don't let them fool you, Robert. That's a load of crapola. When they know, when they knew that Hillary was falling in the polls, you had her husband come out, and you had these other people. Her husband came out and he goes, well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if my wife finished a second. We're not expecting that we're going to do all that well in Iowa. I mean, that's the diminishing expectations thing. That's the trick that they play. They knew that she wasn't going to win, but they hate the idea that she finished third, believe me. I believe Barack can win the thing. I really do. I know that barring a miracle, it would be very difficult for him to compete in a lot of states, in the Mountain West, for example, and through most of the former Confederacy. But what Democrat was going to win those states anyway? Consider this. I want you to consider this. John Kerry got, what, to about 253 electoral votes, something like that, 240 to 250 electoral votes. Barack is going to take every one of the states Kerry took. He will take Iowa. He will take New Mexico. He will almost certainly take Ohio. The Times, as Robert Zimmerman of Duluth, Minnesota, said 45 years ago, they are a-changin'. Do you agree with me? Barack Obama, he will be our first African-American president. I say it as a bit of a slam dunkola here. Dave in St. Louis, Missouri, you're on with Johnny.
How's it going, Johnny? My mother-in-law is in her 60s, early 60s, and she told me months ago that she's tired of the way the Republicans, she's a Reagan Republican is what she calls herself.
Yeah.
And she's tired of the way they're doing things. She said, you know, she goes, I like Obama. I think he's a pretty smart guy. And she goes, I would vote for him. This is a white woman in St. Louis, Missouri, which is, you know, known to be a pretty racist town at times.
Well, racially and polarized, yes, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she is, you know, like I said, she's a white woman who grew up here. And she's like, you know, I like what Obama is standing for. I like that he's not, you know, in with all these different special groups, special interest groups, and she goes, I like the fact that he is new and that he's not tainted by Washington D.C.
Well, I got to tell you, Dave, and your mother-in-law is about to endure this too. He's going to get a hell of a battering. Hillary is going to batter the crap out of him because the Democratic Leadership Council is going to go absolutely crazy to try to knock him down in New Hampshire and South Carolina. But I got to tell you something, my friend. If Barack Obama wins in New Hampshire, and it doesn't get any more lily white than New Hampshire, you would have to say, because by the way, for a Democrat to win in New Hampshire, not just the general election, but in the primaries, that means a lot of independents are voting Democrat. Independents, there are more independents than there are Republicans. There are more independents than there are Democrats, not combined. But New Hampshire is a fiercely independent state, and Obama has been leading in some of the polls there already. I guarantee you when Monday morning, Mamas and the Papas 1966 rolls around, you will see Barack Obama with a firm lead in New Hampshire. I believe he can win the whole thing. Do you think America is ready for an African-American president, or do you think that people will be whistling Dixie in 2008? If you catch my drip. We will have final caucus results when we return. I am Wendell. This is the Mike Malloy Radio Show. I can be found at tbcwra@aol.com. Our phone lines are jammed. I want to talk to everybody. You can email me if you want. tbcwra@aol.com. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Mike will be back on Tuesday. Oh, yeah. One thing before it skips my mind. Don't go anywhere. This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell sitting in. The Iowa caucuses are over. Mike Huckabee has won the Republican Iowa caucuses, and Barack Obama has won the Democratic caucuses.
I was wrong. I picked Edwards. I picked Romney. I am a fool. I have a dunce cap on. Its bells are jingling along the side of my head. I should have gone along with what the Des Moines Register said. The Des Moines Register is the biggest paper in Iowa. They called this election within, what, a half of one percentage point accuracy? That is astonishing. They were right and I was wrong. They're in Iowa and I'm in Phoenix. I should have known better. The Beatles, 1964. However, that being said, I'm willing to admit that I am wrong. I am a bigger man than that, and we must move on to bigger issues. Namely, is America ready for an African-American president? Barack Obama is an African-American man, and he is going to likely, at this point, be the Democratic Party nominee. People are, well, you're jumping the gun. He only won the Iowa caucuses. I tell you, it's real simple. It had to be either Hillary, it had to be Obama, it had to be John Edwards, one of those three. Edwards had to win in Iowa. He lost by 8 percentage points. And Hillary, the only thing she had going for her was the aura of inevitability, which is gone. She didn't win. She came in third. This was a disaster for her. Do you believe, however, because we're politics junkie, we roll up our sleeves, we jam the needle of politics into the main line, didn't we? It was funny, too. I was reading a columnist named David Sirota, and he was just saying, I've had enough! I've overdosed! Says maybe you got to do the dope to overdose in the first place. And now we have to wonder whether or not those that are not politics junkies like ourselves, Janie Housewife, Joe Sixpack, although I guess at this point it isn't Joe Sixpack, it's Joe Vente Latte and Janie the Divorcee. The times have changed in 2008. I like to consider myself more accurate. Do you think they, white folks in the suburbs of whatever major American city, will pull the lever for Barack Obama? Is it time for a black man to be president of the United States? I say they will. I say they will like the man enough to do so. We're at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. That is our number. I got to share this with you. The day that I voted, 2000 election, it's the day before I got married. And my wife-to-be and I, she was my girlfriend at the time, she was my fiancé for about 15 minutes. And then we walked across the street to the Graceland Chapel and got married on South Las Vegas Boulevard in Nevada. We voted in Echo Park, California, where we live, which is a neighborhood just outside of downtown Los Angeles. And I was looking around 7:15 in the morning, and there we were, Mr. and Mrs. would-be white folks, in a room full of Latinos, gay couples, lesbian couples, Armenian immigrants. We were the only standard-issue regular American couple in line in Echo Park. This is Echo Park, of course, which is part of L.A., and I turned to my wife and I said, in 20 years, all of America is going to look like this. Not just here. In 20 years, we are going to be Americans at last. Not just white folks and others, but Americans at last. Now, was I off by 12 years? Was I off? Was it an unlucky dozen? Was it a dirty dozen? I would like to think that I'm off. I think Barack Obama can take it. We're at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. E.D. in Montgomery, Alabama. You're on with Johnny.
Hi. I just turned 60 yesterday.
Congratulations, E.D.
Thank you. And I didn't think I'd make it.
And 60 more, do you? I hope you make it to 120. Then you'll only be 6 years younger than John McCain. Go ahead.
Don't. Well, I like Obama. But I wanted Edwards to win because he needed to win.
Okay.
Yeah, he invested so much time and effort there.
It didn't happen for him. But, E.D., you want to know why I think John Edwards didn't win, in a nutshell? People thought I was nuts for saying this because, I mean, I thought he was going to win today, and he didn't. I said if he doesn't win in Iowa, it is because he is identified with 2004 and losing one they should have won. That's all.
I think that some of us believe they did win.
Yeah, I believe they did too. I believe that Ohio was stolen. Sure, but you know, I don't want to spend the next hour and a half talking about.
I know.
That. Okay, I it's like
I think he was identified with the Kerry Edwards failure, and that hurt a lot of Democrats. And they're like, no, we got to sweep the deck clean. We don't want Queen Hillary the first. We don't want John Edwards, the failed prince of North Carolina. We want the knight in shining armor.
Well, I tell you, I'm living here in Dogpatch, Alabama with my sister.
Yeah.
And she's my baby sister, and she's about to turn 50.
Yeah.
Or, and my daughter lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and we won't have any problem at all voting for Obama if he gets the nomination.
You white folks?
Yep.
Oh.
So, how's that?
E.D., listen to this song. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Johnny Wendell, don't go anywhere. Oh, the times they are changing.
Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changin'.
No, no, you're voting for your candidate. This is not a autograph session. What's your candidate's name down? Not your first and last name. Yes, okay.
Oh, my God. This is the Mike Malloy Show. Johnny Wendell sitting in. What you just heard was a Republican caucus worker instructing Republican caucus goers how to fill out a ballot. Don't put your name on the ballot unless you're voting for yourself. Unless you're voting for... These are the people who want to shut down the borders to keep illiterate people out. Better that Mexico shuts their border down and says, keep the dumb white folks there, okay? I can't believe this. If you were smart enough to pass a test to get a driver's license, to show up somewhere to caucus, don't you know not to put your name on the ballot? Race of idiots. However, we have a little bit of a speech made in the wake of the caucus. Barack Obama has won, and Mike Huckabee has won. This is the runner-up in the Democratic caucuses, former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, as he weighs in on the events of this evening. Roll it, please.
One thing that's clear from the results in Iowa tonight is the status quo lost and change won. And now we move on. We move on from Iowa to New Hampshire and to the other states to determine who's best suited to bring about the change that this country so desperately needed. Because what we've seen here in Iowa is we've seen two candidates who thought their money would make them inevitable. But what the Iowa caucus goers have shown is if you're willing to have a little backbone, to have a little courage, to speak for the middle class, to speak for those who have no voice. If you're willing to stand up to corporate greed, that message in the American people are unstoppable. No matter how much money is spent, no matter how much.
I think what Senator Edwards is referring to is Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney. Because I'm thinking to myself, Barack Obama did spend a fair amount of money in Iowa. He raised a lot of money. I am assuming that Senator Edwards means former Governor Romney and Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I can't read his mind. And we are going to try to get statements from Senator Clinton, Senators Obama, and possibly Mike Huckabee if we can. The final tally was 35 to 30 to 30. And John Edwards slightly edged Hillary Clinton. That can't be good for her. It's very, very bad for her to finish third. It means that her air of invincibility is gone. And now people are going to focus on her policies, which are anathema to the great majority, not just of Democrats, but of all Americans. 65% of the country now believes the Iraq War never should have been waged in the first place. She voted for the AUMF. She voted for Kyle Lieberman, which was another blank check for George Bush to attack another country. People in America are overwhelmingly against that at this point. Oh, by the way, for those people who think that the war is off the front page and gone, here's a couple of items for you. Three American servicemen were killed in Iraq today. And the Ohio National Guard is calling up record numbers of guardsmen to be deployed to Kuwait and then in Iraq in 2008. By the time Bush leaves office this week, coming up next year, or 2 weeks from now, next year, I guarantee you there'll be 400,000 Americans in Iraq, 200,000 of them in the uniform. We have a long, long, hard road to hoe. We are at 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. We've been talking about this election and whether or not Barack Obama will be America's first African-American president. 800-989-1480. Ann in New York, you're on with Johnny.
First of all, I just wanted to say that since this whole primary business has started, I've been a devout ABCD, and if no one else has coined that term yet, I'm sure someone on a blog has. ABCD, anybody but Clinton Democrat.
Okay.
So if nobody's copyrighted that, I'm copyrighted.
All right,
but anyway.
And it's yours. It's yours. Go ahead.
And my question for you is, you know, yesterday you were all about Edwards, and that's great because at least Edwards has gone out there. And
no, I wasn't all about Edwards in that I was supporting him. I thought he was going to win.
Well, all right. Okay, that's fair. But at least, I guess the point I wanted to make is that at least Edwards has gone out there and said the campaign is going to be about poverty, about trying to close this gap, which in my opinion is the cause of so many of the bigger problems. What has Barack done? What has he gone up and said, this is my issue, this is what I'm going to stand for?
Well, for one thing, okay, and I'm not going to play advocate of any candidate tonight because, to be perfectly honest with you, Ann, I really haven't made up my mind who I want to vote for, and I'm a Californian. By the time we get our primary, it's decided already. You know, we get nothing. We get no say. Biggest state in America, and we get no say. Barack Obama has one thing above and beyond Senators Edwards and Clinton, and you know what that is. He never voted for the Iraq War. He made speeches against it in the Illinois Ledge. He said, this is a stupid idea, don't do it. He can wrap that like a millstone around any Republican he runs against, and I think that trumps the issue of race above and beyond anything else. I got to tell you something. If I was sitting here, because sometimes I do work for Fox, I admit it. You know, their money's as good as anybody else's, and, you know, I'm talking. I'm not walking, I'm talking. And if I was on a Fox station, if I was sitting next to Slanthead Hannity or John Gibson or one of them right-wing guys, I'd say, listen, it's real simple. You back somebody that backs the continued presence of American servicemen in great numbers in Iraq, you will lose. Barack Obama does not have the Kerry stigma. John Kerry voted for the AUMF. It killed him. They could not stop with the I was for it before I was against it, because that's what made the Swift boat flip-floppy crapola stick. Barack Obama does not have that problem. And for people who say, well, the Republicans are ecstatic because they're going to be running against a black man and no black man is going to win in Alabama or Mississippi, I got news for you. No Democrat is going to win in those states. Give it up. The idea, until this country jettisons the imbecility of the Electoral College, the idea in a nutshell is to get to 271 electoral votes. And I think that Barack Obama can do that. Tony in Torrance, California, you're on with Johnny.
Hi. I knew he was going to do it, and, you know, this is one of the proudest nights of my life as being a black woman myself. When I think about the first person to die in the American Revolution was a black man.
Crispus Attucks died 2 miles from where I was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he died right next to the Park Street subway station in Boston, and I was born in the Fenway in Boston.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Most people don't even know that.
They don't. They don't know where I was born. They don't know nothing about Crispus Attucks either.
No. And then when you look at Benjamin Banneker, who designed the city of Washington, D.C., another black man.
Right.
So to have a black man in the White House is what we need. And like I said, I think... I guess I'm proud of the fact, you know, I'm not expecting everybody you know, the whole world can't change. But, I mean, the fact that if people can finally, for once, look at the character of a person, which is what King died for, rather, you know, to get past your own stuff and finally come to a point where we can all look for what's the better for everybody, that's a moment to be proud of in America. That will make me finally.
Well, the thing is, Tony, is that someone says, well, what does Obama stand for? We don't know what he stands for. He doesn't stand for anything. Edwards has said the Two Americas speech, et cetera. Why can't we be perfectly honest with each other and say, look, we inherently, in our guts, in our souls, in our ruma, in our spirits, we sense in somebody what we want. I was talking about this on the radio in L.A. about a month ago, and I just said, look, policy schmolicy, whether you like it or not, if you have a gut feeling about somebody that you like them and can trust them, that counts. Barack Obama's issue is whether or not Americans are more averse to change or averse to the status quo. Because his issue is he appears to have a lack of experience. In reality, it doesn't make any difference. Because you couldn't be any less experienced or stupid than George W. Bush. Barack Obama can only be an improvement over that. We're at 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. They're having mini orgasms all over Arizona or all over Phoenix here where I'm broadcasting from tonight because Ron Paul broke 10% in Iowa. So everybody's going to go crazy. All the Ron Paulies are going to go nuts. Paul broke 10%. Giuliani only got 4%. And Senator John McCain and Fred Thompson are tied at 13%. That Fred Thompson, he's got cancer worse than me, but I'm a true warrior. Hey, Ian, you know what you got to do? You got to get like a baseball bat, and every time I break into McCain, just come into this room and whack me upside the head so I stop. Okay? Not paying any attention at all. All I got to do is McCain, and he tunes out. Oh, my God. Kernan in Austin, Texas. You're on with Johnny.
Howdy, Johnny. How you doing?
Very well, Kernan. What do you think?
I just kind of think that Barack Obama is Hillary Light.
In what way?
I is voted with Hillary in the Senate.
How many?
Period.
By what percentage of times?
They've only voted against each other one time. Or excuse me, I think Barack did not cast a ballot.
Okay, now remember this when people lay that statistic on you, Kernan. They will take the sum of all Senate votes, 80% of which, as you and I know, are procedural. Okay, so you can do stuff like you can say, well.
Oh, we can play with statistics.
Yeah, we can say stuff like, for example, Joe Lieberman votes with Democrats 90% of the time. Joe Lieberman should be a freaking Republican, do we agree?
Isn't he a Republican?
No, he's an independent. He's, no, he's a Connecticut for Lieberman. He's a CFL. He's the only member of his own party. It's his party, and we cry because we want to. Know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Yeah, no. I don't see him. I don't see him as being a Hillary Clinton light. I see Hillary Clinton as a triangulator, and I see Barack Obama as the kind of person who says, look, inevitably, I want to get A, B, C, D, E, F, and I want to get those things done. Okay, I want to get six things done. I'll settle for four, so I'll compromise on two. Hillary compromises on all six. That's why I couldn't deal with her. It's as simple as all that. I don't find him objectionable. Rob, in Montana, you're on with Johnny. No, you're in Minnesota. You're on with Johnny.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Rob. What's up?
Not much. It's where, you know, I mean, I'm always still watching the primaries on CNN and stuff like that. And it's where I remember an election like 40 years ago. And it's where, you know, none of the candidates really excite me. Would I vote for Obama? Yes, I would, because it's only because I don't want another Republican in the White House.
Well, okay, so you're sitting up there in the Mesabi Mountains of Minnesota. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the Iron Mountain Range there, okay.
Yeah.
Which is a very heavily Democratic part of Minnesota.
Oh, no doubt about
yeah.
it. As far as being blue, this, I couldn't get more blue up here right now because it's only about 5 degrees.
Well, so you're blue in both ways. Now,
yes.
Now if you don't have any sex, you'll be blue in three ways. Don't get into that.
Excuse me.
Okay, please. So... I see that you wanted to talk about the election of 1968 in a way as a parallel. I got to tell you something. Those were three kind of dismal candidates that were running in 1968. I know
yeah,
that
wasn't there one candidate that finally really popped up out of nowhere?
What, Richard?
Everybody wanted to be able to make a real change.
What, Richard Nixon? No, Bobby, you're talking Bobby about Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy and Eugene McCarthy, okay? McCarthy
Bobby
lost
Kennedy,
and Kennedy
know?
Was shot. It's well, like that, you know, they didn't even make it to the finish line. I mean, your man, Hubert Humphrey from the state of Minnesota, he turned out to be your nominee, and because he equivocated and triangulated a la Clinton about the Vietnam War, Nixon beat him by a handful of votes. We would have been spared Nixon if your boy had a spine in 68, my friend. When we come back, can Barack Obama win it all? 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Johnny Wendell sitting in. I can be emailed at tbcwra@aol.com. tbcwra@aol.com. Work your fingers down to the bone, typing me on them internets, them tubes, as Ted Stevens calls them. Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention this. Don't go anywhere. Outside of this town, clawing at the penthouse, kitchen floor for just one smidgen more. Everybody knows that it's the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny sitting in. There's a Johnny in the song, isn't there? Hey, Ian, I got a question for you. Who produced this record? Who produced this record? Do you know? Don't look. Who produced it? You'll be shocked. Because Leslie Gore is singing. Leslie Gore, who is now an out lesbian. She came out last year. I mean, everyone in the music business knew this for 40 years. She just decided to lay it on us in 07. This record was produced by Quincy Jones, married to Peggy Lipton, who at one time had the greatest ass on television. That being said, all right, matter of aesthetics. Hey, who had the greatest ass on TV in the 60s? We're at 800-989-1480. I'm not going to do that to you. We're going to have a soundbite of Hillary giving a semi-concession speech at the top of the next hour. But right now we are talking about whether or not a black man can be president of the United States in 2008. I think Barack can do it. I think that the country is slathering for a change at this point. The backwards, reactionary policies that elevated Cheney and Bush into power, they're tired. They're played out. They're at the bottom of the hash pipe. And it is time for us to move on. I think we're going to end up with Barack. Sheldon down the street in Scottsdale listening to us on KPHX 1480.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What do you think, man?
Hey, well, I got three letters for you, and you all know what it is. It's the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR.
Yep.
And he is a member. And if you think you're going to get any change, now, granted, I'm glad he won because I can't stand Hillary.
Okay.
She's the biggest fraud ever in the world. But
can't say as I argue that much with that one, yeah.
The issue is if you want a person for change on the Democratic side, it's Dennis Kucinich.
I understand that, but here's the deal, Sheldon. Here's the deal. Thanks. I appreciate it because we're running out of time. But, Sheldon, look, Kucinich ran in 04. He got 2%. Ran this time. He didn't even get 1%. Clearly, when people want change, they, like I said before, they have a gut feeling about somebody. They see Barack Obama the same way a sensible person looks at him and says, look, he may be part of the Council on Foreign Relations. He may be part of a trilateral commission. He may be a Mason, a Shriner. He may be all of those things. What he is, however, if elected president of the United States, is a signal to the rest of the world that things have changed in America, and that we're not going to be obstinate, and that we are not going to be unilateral, and that we have signaled a preference to maybe stop borrowing money from the Bush crime family's friends in Saudi Arabia and the People's Republic of China, that maybe we can break the yoke of corporate oil on this country, oil which has now traded for the last 2 days at over $100 a barrel. And you'd think, oh, my God, the public will be up in arms. Not until it's at 125, 130 a barrel will they start to feel it. Enough? I'm hearing that? Mm-mm. It is a signal that things are changing. George Bush would never listen to you. At least with Barack Obama, you get the sense that he will listen a little. A little. When we return, more thoughts on the Obama and Huckabee victories. Does this mean that populism is going to rise in America and we're going to see the same kind of shakeups that we saw maybe in the early 1930s? The only way you're going to find out this and other vital pieces of information is to not go anywhere and to email me, Johnny Wendell, at tbcwra@aol.com. tbcwra@aol.com. The Boston Celtics will rise again. This Barack character will rise. America. Not bad, off the top of my flat little head. Wendell, in for Mike Malloy. Don't go anywhere. This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell sitting in. It is time to change. Barack Obama has won the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Mike Huckabee has won the Republican caucuses. These are two candidates that nobody would have expected a couple of years ago to have emerged victorious, and they have. According to some of the exit polling that we've seen from Iowa, 56% of caucus-goers on the Democratic side are first-time caucusers. 56%. And Barack Obama defeated Hillary Clinton by 3-1 among people who said change was more important than experience. Also, Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton 32-31 among Democrats. Because we had heard that the bulk of Obama's support was crossover voting and independent voting in Iowa. Apparently, it's mostly first-time voting. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. We are going to be able to get you Mr. Obama's victory speech. We're also trying to get former Governor Huckabee's victory speech as well, because after all, we are unfair and unbalanced over here, but at least we give it the old college try. Oh, should we do Hillary? Somebody's got to do Hillary. Her husband doesn't. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Well, we're going to take this enthusiasm and go right to New Hampshire tonight. This is a great night for Democrats. We have seen an unprecedented turnout here in Iowa, and that is good news because today, we're sending a clear message that we are going to have change, and that change will be a Democratic president in the White House in 2009. I am so proud to have run with such exceptional candidates. I congratulate Senator Obama and Senator Edwards. I thank Senator Dodd and Senator Biden and Governor Richardson and Congressman Kucinich. Together, we have presented the case for change and have made it absolutely clear that America needs a new beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the change candidate. Honest, honest. Can you hear me in New Hampshire? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
And I am as ready as I can be after having had this incredible experience here in Iowa.
Where I lost. Oh, God. No, I mean, that's the on to New Hampshire speech. I get news for Hillary, though. I have news for her, but I think I prefer to sing it than actually say it. Because we used to love her, but it's all over now. in a word. I think it's all over for her. I think she's done. If she rebounded in New Hampshire, I'll eat my words, but I've done that more than one time in my life. I don't mind. But I think that she's finished. Because she is not the presumptive frontrunner anymore, her unattractiveness as a candidate, her polarizing personality, it is not going to do it in 2008. People are tired of the dour, Cheneyist patina that hangs over this country. The last thing they want is the Democratic version of same. We're at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. Rocky Mountain Mary in West Haven, Connecticut, you're on with Johnny.
Well, good evening, Johnny. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'm really calling because I want to just address some perceptions that at least I'm receiving from hearing you talk about the various candidates.
Uh-huh.
It feels to me as if you're endorsing Obama, and I have a problem with that, not because it's Obama or whoever it is, but...
But because I'm not entitled to an opinion.
No, I'm not saying that. Please don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What I'm looking at as what I consider to be a fairly educated voter,
uh-huh,
and one who pretty much 24/7, as much as possible, follows the issues and the records.
Right.
What jumps out to me more than anything else is that Senator Edwards has clearly... the general electability that's necessary in order to take back our country.
Electability, however, is an intangible asset because electability is a perception. That has nothing to do with one's positions. You know that. Electability is like saying someone's cute. You know what I mean? How do you objectively say someone's cute? You can say that someone's tall. You can say they're short, they're blue-eyed or left-handed, but cute? I mean, electability is like cute.
If you're speaking about perceptions, if you recall, I started my whole conversation regarding perceptions.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to me that that's where you're coming from.
I accept it, though, Mary, and you don't. I think that you would like to make two contradicting points at the same time. Thank you for calling. Perception in politics, Mary, you say you follow it 24 hours at a time. Perception is reality. People thought George Bush was the guy they wanted to have a beer with. Where would they get that idea from? For one thing, he doesn't drink. For two, he's surrounded by bodyguards. For three, he's a freaking elitist from Connecticut. He's not going to sit down and drink with you or anybody else, Mary. And yet, he got close enough to steal two elections. That should tell you something about perception being reality. I'm looking at a picture of Hillary Clinton here. It was perceived by the American right in the 1990s that this woman murdered her boyfriend, Vince Foster. Remember that? Perception over reality. The reality of the situation is the first lady that followed her into the White House, Laura Welch Bush, in reality, what did she do? She did murder her boyfriend when she was 17 years old in Midland, Texas. Poor kid named Michael Douglas. She killed him with her car. And yet, who is perceived as the murderer? Perception trumps reality. Mary, really? I don't mind being taken to task, but don't make my arguments for me, because as you said so eloquently, don't put words in my mouth. We're at 800-989-1480. 800-989-1480. Kim in Ohio, you're on with Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Kim.
I'm going to say one thing. I wish people would take a closer look, not just to the speeches.
And I
have nothing personal against Barack Obama, but if you take a look at his supporters, I'm talking about the big contributors.
Right.
He's deep in the pockets of the banking community, the investment bankers and
hedge funds. Yes, I know.
You know.
Okay, and as you know, Kim, and you're breaking up, so I can't hold on to you here. As you know, people who invest in hedge funds are extraordinarily wealthy. They're liquid. They got a lot of money to throw around. And oddly enough, despite the fact that they are on Wall Street, they tend to be, this will shock you, by the way, and I'm a retired stockbroker, I know of which I speak, half of them are liberal. Not all of them vote their pocketbooks. A lot of them are concerned with social issues, and lots of them are anti-war because the businesses that they're in don't flourish from the war. They're not part of the military-industrial complex. Not every corporation is. Not every bank is tipped up with that stuff. It's more widely varied than you think. Fred, in Minnesota, you're on with Johnny. Fred.
What's going on, man?
Fred.
So
speak.
So the numbers don't lie. Are we seeing an Obama Kucinich ticket forming here? And what do you think about that?
You know that's not going to happen. Assuming Obama's the nominee, I figure he takes one of three people. Do you want to know who they would be? I would figure Obama will take Webb from Virginia, the junior senator.
I like him.
Or Wesley Clark.
Excellent choice.
Or quite possibly, and this is wild, okay, but this is one of my favorite politicians, Governor Brian Schweitzer of Montana. You ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
He is off the charts the most anti-corporate, vicious politician in the world. Brian Schweitzer is supposedly a Republican turned Democrat, but he's like Webb in Virginia. When you actually talk to him, he sounds like Franklin Roosevelt. No, he's the antithesis of a corporate Democrat. I don't think Obama's going to take him, but I like him. As far as Webb goes, Virginia has a Democratic governor, Tim Kaine. He can appoint a Democratic replacement. As far as Wesley Clark goes, that would certainly make the so-called net roots of the Democratic Party happy. The Daily Coast, the MyDD, America Blog, Fire Dog Lake, Down with Tyranny. They like General Clark, and they love his son, who's part of the Young Turks. I wouldn't mind General Clark. I also would not be surprised, I know you're going to blow a blood vessel over this, if Obama took Joe Biden. Because he has to address the idea, some people say, well, he doesn't have that much experience or gravitas, put old Joe on there and Joe will teach him the ropes. Eek, that sounds a lot like Cheney and Bush, don't it? When we come back, let's talk about this election. Your thoughts on same. 1-800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. My name is Johnny Wendell. I am in for Mike Malloy. Oh, a little bird landed on my shoulder and he told me, don't go anywhere. This is the Mike Malloy Show. My name is Johnny Wendell, and I am in for the vacationing Mike Malloy, and he'll be back on Tuesday. We are talking about the election. Barack Obama wins for the Democrats. Mike Huckabee wins for the Republicans. We're trying to get a soundbite of Huckabee's speech. Apparently, they ran Huckabee's and Romney's simultaneously on C-SPAN, and they were colliding with each other. You got Huckabee? I mean, I'd actually like Huckabee was really, really good on The Tonight Show last night. Very funny, very witty, and very glib. Man's got a gift for a one-liner, and he's not a bad blues bass player. Let's see what he said about winning the Republican caucuses. Go ahead. Mike Huckabee.
You know, I wasn't sure that I would ever be able to love a state as much as I love my home state of Arkansas. But tonight, I love Iowa a whole lot.
Why do I hear the Smiths singing This Charming Man right now?
Over the past several months, my family and I have had the marvelous joy and privilege of getting to know many of you. And it's been an incredible honor. I was thinking last night is that some of the friendships that we've forged here in the last several months are friendships that will last a lifetime. And we didn't know how this was going to turn out tonight, but I knew one thing. I would be forever grateful to the people that I met, the ones who voted for me, even the ones who didn't, who still treated me with respect and who gave me their attention, who allowed me to come often, not just into their communities, but into their homes. not once, but time and time again.
And they were lepers, and I washed their feet because I'm Jesus.
And a few of them I even convinced to vote for me tonight, and that's really remarkable.
Boy, on the humility-o-meter, he's hitting about a 99-er, huh?
But tonight, it's a celebration for everybody on our team, so many of you who have traveled from all across America to be here. I'm amazed, but I'm encouraged. Because tonight, what we have seen is a new day in American politics. A new day is needed in American politics, just like a new day is needed in American government. And tonight, it starts here in Iowa, but it doesn't end here. It goes all the way...
I can only take so many syrupy homilies before the diabetic in me has to reach for his insulin needle. He's a little excessive. He's a very, very charming, likable guy. And he will be difficult. If I was a Democrat running against him, I'd be like, well, this guy looks like he smells of Teflon. So you think it's still going to be, you think this is the harbinger of things to come, that it's going to be Obama Huckabee, or are there surprises awaiting? Ron in Hollywood, Florida, you're on with Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Ron, what do you think?
I think Obama might be our next president because he is a different person, and he's going to make changes, and he's going to turn the status quo over for the people who are people with disabilities and help those in need.
Well, let's hope so. Those are lofty goals. But I got to tell you, the first thing he's going to have to deal with is we are hemorrhaging money at the federal level. We're going to have to figure out a way to somehow reduce our obligations overseas, somehow try to stave off a hideous and deep recession that is headed towards us. I got to tell you, man, if I was thinking of running for president in 2008, Johnny Wendell on the moron party ticket or whoever would have me, I'd think twice, three, four times. I just figure this is a job I don't particularly want at this point in my life. Dave in St. Augustine, Florida, you're on with Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing today?
Dave, what do you think?
I agree with Ralph Nader's endorsement of John Edwards. I think he's the most progressive, populist candidate left out there that has a chance. Earlier supported Kucinich. I'm not sure why he's recommended an endorsement of Obama.
Probably some issue of personal friendship, if I had to take a wild guess.
Yeah.
Look, politicians like anybody else, we think that they're almost like athletes, like they put on a uniform and they back a certain team, but they're people. They have friendships and they have relationships that we don't know anything about. Patricia in Hollywood, Florida, you're on with Johnny.
Hello?
Patricia.
Yes?
Yes, you called.
Yes,
hi.
Johnny?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Patricia.
Yeah.
I'm calling. My family are all voting for Obama.
Yeah.
We think that we need somebody like him in there. Other countries will easier to get along with.
Somebody who is a little more affable and likable. I'm hearing you. When we come back, let's talk about a very odd conundrum in this race, at least from my point of view. My name is Wendell, and this is the Mike Malloy Show. We're at 800-989-1480. I'm at tbcwra@aol.com. Hark. Don't go anywhere. It's an order. For every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
Don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper while they're standing in the welfare lines?
This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell sitting in. We have been talking nothing but the semi-revolutionary results of the Iowa caucuses. Barack Obama won in Iowa handily by about 8 percentage points over John Edwards. Mike Huckabee won by 11 percentage points over Mitt Romney as a Democrat. These are somewhat revolutionary events when you think about it. Who won and who lost? Who were the winners tonight and who were the losers? Obviously, Obama and Huckabee are the big winners. The big losers, Hillary Clinton, finished third. She's not invincible. She's not inevitable. She is going to become very, very, very... She's in a rough position. Hillary is in a rough position because that's what she had going for her. Her aura of invincibility, the Clinton mystique, has now become the Clinton mistake. On the Republican side, there were two enormous losers tonight. Mitt Romney, who pumped $9.5 million of his own dollars into Iowa, only to fall far short after leading up until a month ago in polls. He is unelectable. Christian evangelicals, which make up at least a third of the Republican Party, will not vote for a Mormon. And Mitt found that out resoundingly today. The other big loser in Iowa today, oddly enough, is Rudy Giuliani. He polled 3% in Iowa. Polling 3%, even if you don't campaign somewhere, even if you write the state off, if you are the presumptive front runner, as he has been in so many Rasmussen and Gallup polls, as the front runner, you can't come in with 3%. An enormous shot in the arm to John McCain, who finished tied for third with Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson stays afloat also if he so decides. Ron Paul did fairly well in Iowa, polled at 10%. That's okay. But Rudy Giuliani is hurting. And if he finishes fifth or below in New Hampshire, he's done. Even if he claims he's concentrating on Florida, which is what his strategists are telling him, he is finished. And he's the Fox News Republican. He is Roger Ailes' baby. He is the Republican Party establishment's choice. He is what they want. Mike Huckabee is the absolute opposite of what they want. Huckabee is the kind of person that might actually do what he likes. And that, the Republican Party Politburo, their central command in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republicans, will not allow that. So it gets interestinger and interestinger. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. Rich in Delaware City, Delaware, you're on with Johnny.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Rich, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, the way Dennis Kucinich, I think the reason he put his backing behind Barack Obama, I think he's still a little bit pissed when he heard Edwards and Hillary talking about getting them out of the debates, you know?
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I think
the other ones were, too, you know, because nobody put their backing behind Hillary or Edwards.
You know what's interesting to me about Dennis Kucinich is that they did like a blind poll of people's opinions without saying who held them. And you know that Kucinich won among Democrats and Republicans both? For whatever reason, he as a person doesn't resonate with them, even though an astounding majority, according to this poll I saw, agree with him on so many things. Ain't that funny? We're at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. Roger in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you're on with Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Roger.
Chris Dodd packed it in, you know, during the break day.
He's going back to Hartford. Gonna sell insurance. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Also, my comment is, if no matter who's the president, if they don't have Congress and a Senate, to support their agenda, they're kind of dead in the water.
I don't know. I got a distinct feeling Democrats likely to pick up 5 or 6 seats in the Senate, probably another dozen to 15 in the House. I think if what you are seeing now, Roger, this idea of the Republican minority in the Senate filibustering everything, and you know, by the way, 2007 they set an all-time record for filibusters, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. I think that when you have a Democratic president, you got 54, 55 Democratic senators, it becomes an awful lot harder to do that because now the Republicans would be a minority everywhere. President can simply write one congressional district and state after another out of the budget. Because remember, You know, he's the one. It's interesting. People know so little about civics. The president is the one that comes up with the budget for every year. Then Congress and Senate debate it. They send it back to him, and then he signs it. He's the one who comes. People think, no, it's Congress, all the pork, blah, 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 blah. Those are suggestions that are put in the second step. But president says, you know something, I've really, really had it with Mitch McConnell and Jim Bunning, the two senators from Kentucky. You know who they are, Roger? Says,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that we're going to close down all the military bases in Kentucky. I think that we're going to send all of the airplane parts contracts for the military to Georgia or to California. I think Kentucky's going to get starved. And these senators Ooh. Find out about this stuff, and they go, you know something, we better cooperate. And
uh-huh.
and so if you widen the Democrats' lead in the Senate, and you widen their lead in the House, you get a Democratic president, this filibuster thing starts dying. Because at that point, they no longer have any say when it comes to the purse strings, and these animals know more than anything else. When you stop delivering the pork, you are done. And thank you so much for calling us at the Mike Malloy Show. We're at 800-989-1480, 989-1480. Barbara in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you're on with Johnny.
Hi there. I think that it's probable that John McCain will be the next president of the United States.
Oh, God bless your heart, Barbara. You know, finally, somebody understands my genius.
Well, the reason being, when I don't think it's a black thing, because I really think that Colin Powell could have won.
I agree.
And I would have felt very comfortable with him in there. I don't feel comfortable with Barack Obama, mainly on the experience thing. And in the world as it is today, I don't want somebody running around preaching touchy-feely stuff. Sometimes you have to be a real SOB.
Yeah, that's true. But on the other
the
hand,
thing about, the
on
thing,
the other hand, Colin Powell, Barbara, has a history of fudging facts and lying.
No,
okay?
I know. But
yeah. That you don't want.
He got bushed.
Yeah. No. Oh no. Oh no. Yeah, I got to tell you something, Barbara. I will not put up with this. If an idiot like me knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, certainly Colin Powell did. Colin Powell knew that William Calley mowed down almost 200 Vietnamese people, and he tried to cover it up in the 1960s. Okay. Those are two major costly lies to human life. The idea that he's like some kind of magical hard ass, I don't care. Doesn't make me know, never mind. Dishonest person that does my bidding is no different than a dishonest person that does not do my bidding. Brian in Wildwood, New Jersey, you're on with Johnny.
Hi, how you doing?
Brian, what do you think?
From being from New Jersey, why do we even care about what the Iowa caucuses even mean?
Because it's because it's the first of their kind, that's why.
Well, you know, it's like they're from Iowa, they have their opinion about who they want as president. You know, New Jersey... It doesn't seem like, I don't know, I hear the opinions of people I talk to, is like, I don't know, I like Giuliani, honestly.
You really do? Why?
Well, you know what, he seems a genuine kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a genuine SOB. I mean, you know, so what, a genuine guy that jumps up and down in your face is still someone that jumps up and
well,
down
you know,
your
Mitt
face.
Romney, you know, he flip-flops. I mean.
True.
Huckabee, I like Huckabee a lot, don't get me wrong, but
uh-huh.
I don't think he'll carry the momentum. I don't think that he has a lot of popularity.
I think that he is the ultimate, he's the first genuine Republican grassroots candidate in ages. I mean, the guy has no money, had no organization. The fundamentalists and evangelicals in Iowa, they loved him. They said, this guy is one of us. We dig him. And even in New Jersey, fundamentalists are a quarter of the Republican Party base.
You know, that you want to hear about, you know, separation of church and state, then why does it matter what the religion of a person is?
In the ideal world. On the other hand, I'm not an evangelical who lives and breathes this stuff, and neither are you.
Neither.
Okay.
But
you still have to accept the fact that they exist. It's like saying, I don't want them to exist, therefore they don't. It doesn't work that way, Brian. I mean, people are what they are, and you have to accept them for what they are. We're at 800-989-1480. 1-800-989-1480. That is our number here on the Mike Malloy Show. John, in Astoria, Oregon, you are on with Johnny.
Well, hey, this is a guy that grew up in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And
that's you.
You know, I think you started the premise, like, are people ready to vote for a black?
Sure. Yeah. Are they?
Exactly. We
yes.
We've had a couple generations where we follow, you know, actors and athletes.
Sure.
And comedians.
Of course.
And? We're way okay with that.
Well, yeah, I know that, but as you well know, John, an actor, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, oh, God, with the exception of Ronald Reagan, didn't have their finger on nuclear weapons. They didn't have access to trillions of dollars. They didn't run the largest military in the world. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld tells good jokes. Doesn't mean that I want him to be the president of the United States. When we come back, let's wrap this bad boy up once and for all. I'm Wendell. Hear me roar. I'm in for Mike Malloy for 2 days more. I'm at 800-989-1480. That doesn't rhyme with anything, and that makes me a hero. Oh, yeah, one thing. Don't go anywhere.
Could get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna offend frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me.
Thousands of people in this state who have warmed our hearts, have welcomed us into their homes, have talked to their friends and neighbors about us, have campaigned for us, have made calls for us, thousands and thousands of calls. Some of you were joined by people from all over the country that came in to help us in this campaign. You have so inspired us. You so moved us. We will always remember our dear friends here in Iowa. And I'm planning on coming back in the general election when we take on whoever it is the Democrats nominate and beat them.
That's my Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is going to come back to Iowa and beat the Democrat. Unless he's going to buy a mega farm or something, I don't think he's going to come back to Iowa for anything. This is the Mike Malloy Show with Johnny Wendell sitting in. We've been talking about the Iowa caucuses. If you're just tuning in, Barack Obama has won for the Democrats. Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, has won for the Republicans. It would appear to be a victory tonight in Iowa for affability, because that is the characteristic that both of those men share. They are affable. They are pleasant. They are congenial. They're conciliatory. It would appear that that is what voters feel is engaging and charming about them. The idea that one, that Huckabee was a two-term governor of a small southern state, they voted for Clinton based on that. Obama isn't even a full-time senator from Illinois, hasn't served a full term. It doesn't seem to matter. Democratic side, 56% of the caucus goers were first-time voters. Huckabee, they are saying something like 60 to 65% of his supporters from evangelicals. You can call those pressure groups if you want, but they won. We are at 800-989-1480, 800-989-1480. Al, in Vancouver, yeah. Washington, you're on with Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Very well, Al. What do you think?
I think that the reason people voted as they did, and
yes.
I'm an independent,
okay.
was because they're tired of politics as usual.
Right.
Obama is the only one who's speaking self-aware and is believable, and the only one who also is coming out totally strongly against the war.
Right.
There have to be, I think, the fight got dirty between from the Romney campaign, and I think it turned a lot of people off.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, I think, Al, when I was watching Huckabee on The Tonight Show yesterday, he said something about himself that was true. He said people don't want to vote for somebody that reminds them of the guy that laid them off. They want to vote for the guy that they work with. And he says that's what I remind people of. And he's right. He is an affable, inoffensive, easygoing guy. You start looking at his positions, they're a little unusual. Extremely unusual, the idea that maybe it's a good idea to quarantine AIDS patients. That's not affable or likable. That's horrible.
Yes.
He doesn't even know what the NIE was. That his it's gotten utterly ridiculous here. You know, he says, I don't put out attack ads. He was running attack ads the last few days in Iowa. So I got to tell you, if I was running for president right now, I'd be like, I don't understand how people think. But I got to tell you what it boils down to is they're personable, they're likable, and they're new. And I think that's what the majority of people who are voting in Iowa wanted. They're tired of divisiveness. They don't like the nonsense that came out of George Bush's mouth. Everybody knows that Cheney basically runs the country. Bush doesn't. Cheney's one of the most hated public figures in history. Laura in Miami, Florida, you're on with Johnny.
Hi.
Laura.
I'm calling because you asked people to call in and say whether they think Obama can win.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that it would be very difficult because I think that they are very busy, very actively purging black and minority voters.
Oh, voter caging, right?
Yeah. There was an article in USA Today just today or yesterday on the front page.
About this?
About this very issue.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You're in Florida right now, right? Mm-hmm. You got your new governor, Charlie Crist, who is he's going to get rid of electronic voting. He's going to get rid of choice point and has said so. And Crist is a Republican. You'd figure that he'd be for all these things. And he said, no, this is ridiculous that people are thrown off the voter rolls for no discernible reason. So as far as the caging of minorities, a lot of that came out of the office of Karl Rove. Karl Rove is going to be far from power. Okay, in 2008. I got to tell you something, Laura. To me, if it's Huckabee, if it's McCain, because really those are the two only likely candidates they have. Romney is finished. Giuliani is finished. Thompson is finished. Neither of those guys going to employ Karl Rove. McCain remembers that Rove stuck it to him in South Carolina in 2000. And Huckabee figures that he's part of a failed administration before him. Why hire this guy? I can't control him and I don't like him. Bonnie in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on with Johnny.
Yeah, hi, Johnny.
Bonnie.
Yes, I'll throw out a real wild idea here.
Sure, go ahead.
What about Edwards running for president with Obama as his running mate, or the other way around?
Well, it would have to be the other way around because Obama won. I mean, Obama won tonight anyway.
Yeah.
The thing is, Bonnie, is that Obama won tonight. Obama has more money in organization. Edwards had to win tonight. He had to win. He came close, but he had to win. He had to win because he had name recognition. He ran before. He had organization. But he's hurting for money, okay? And he doesn't have the kind of message that resonates strongly in New England. I'm a New Englander. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I can tell you that when you play populist in New England, people don't like that kind of thing because it frustrates them. They're well aware of class differences. They go back 300 years. So I think that I would guess and gather at this point that Obama is unstoppable in New Hampshire, and if he wins in South Carolina, that's it. He's the Democrats' nominee. On the other hand, in New Hampshire, if McCain beats Romney, McCain goes into South Carolina with a full head of steam against Huckabee. And that will be the deciding factor, because if Huckabee beats him in South Carolina, he wins most of the South in Super Tuesday, and it will be Obama Huckabee. Who would have ever guessed that it would end up to be these people? The junior senator of Illinois and an obscure retired governor from Arkansas. What is this that you're playing? Okay. Very well, then. Thought for a moment it was Journey, and I was going to have to crawl through the glass and attack you. Just kidding. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. The caucuses are behind us. We can talk about other stuff. You probably have OD'd on this crapola just as I have. A new day dawns for all of us. I am Johnny Wendell. I'm at tbcwra@aol.com. tbcwra@aol.com. Give me an email. We'll talk tomorrow. This is the Mike Malloy Show. See you later.